Hi, this is Max.
Hi, this is Polly.
And welcome to Connect with Max and Polly.
Connect with Max and I if you are ready to share our universal connection. We help you hold on to personal peace and live with awareness in everyday life.
Each week, we will use what is happening in the world right now as a gateway to our higher selves and how we can reframe everything to uplift our personal and collective lives, so you can lead the show with a fresh view of the world and the news. Hello, hello, and welcome to Connect with Max and Polly, episode number 11. It's great to have you here, everybody. We love you. We appreciate you spending your time with us, and it's all about connecting here. So we enjoy and love to connect with you. That's what it's all about. But before I say anything about, you know, who I am and what I do, I want to get it right out there that we will be talking to you today. We will be taking callers. So let me just remind you, you can get your pens and paper out. The number to call in here is 516-531-9809. 516-531-9809, and we will open up to our intuitive abilities to help you in any way we can. So welcome to the show. My name is Max Ryan. I am a spiritual teacher. I am a life mentor, and what I do is I help people to move into their life from an orientation of fear and confusion and just feeling not great, to having more clarity, having more flow, having more peace, and feeling better about your path and your journey, and truly connecting with your true self, which is beyond what your ego mind is telling you that you are. You're not good enough, you haven't been successful enough, all of that stuff. And so I am a 34-year teacher and student of A Course in Miracles, and I use those principles to help people to change their lives. I'm also an intuitive, and my website is called attractpositiveresults.com. You can find out more about me there, but this show is not just about me. My wonderful, incredible, talented friend, Polly Wyrum, is here too. Hey, Polly.
Hi, Max. Hello, everybody. Yep, this is Polly. I'm calling in from Alaska, Anchorage, Alaska, where I think it's like 5 degrees outside right now. So very chilly and even a little bit dark. And I actually wanted to see, like, if you looked at the Native American medicine wheel, what does the North mean? And it's a time of deep introspection, and it's a time of kind of the challenges of being in the dark and the cold. And I was like, that's very fitting, because you can do a lot of growth in this time period of thinking, because you can really go within during this time. I guess that's the way to put it. You can go within during this time. And so I thought it was very interesting and very fitting. Just thought I'd share that. So yes, I'm Polly Wyrum. I'm an intuitive life coach and a writer. And Max and I have been friends and colleagues for several years now, super fun, and I help people find more peace and more grace and ease in their life, and all of that is connected to abundance, which if Max doesn't have a problem with this, I wanted to talk about abundance today. My website is, everybody wants to talk about that, right? Mm-hmm. So my website is gateway2peace.com, and I'm having a new reveal that will be, I think, hopefully February 1st on my website. But anyhow, so Polly Wyrum, gateway2peace.com with the number 2. Okay, Max, now we get to do the fun stuff.
We love a good reveal. We love a good reveal. I love it. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
So good. And I do want to, say to all of our regular listeners is that last week I was not, and Polly ran the show brilliantly, I'm sure. And because I was in New York for 2 weeks and I had guests. And, when you live, I was talking to Polly earlier about this, I go back and forth, when you live in New York City, you tend to have a smaller apartment. And my sister and my niece were with me, and it was great. We did wonderful things, which we'll talk about. But it's hard to get time on your own when you have someone living in a very small little place. So I'm so thankful for Polly for the show must go on, and she did it. And so that's really, really great. And I have a really, I mean, I don't know if we want to open up with this or, because when you said abundance, I mean, I have a really great abundance story. Do you want to start with abundance and talking about that?
Yeah, I think we should, because honestly, abundance is everything. It's not just abundance and wealth. It's abundance in your intuition, abundance in just, abundance is living in the flow, right? So go ahead. Please share.
For sure. Because abundance, and actually the story I'm going to tell right now is a little bit more, but I mean, it's definitely more about financial abundance, but that's totally fine. But it is about that there is, it's all our blocks to the abundance that's happening within us and without us all the time. So I'm going to make this pretty brief, but I had a real Christmas miracle, a huge Christmas miracle. And I did it. I told this on my newsletter, and I'll just tell it briefly here, is that I have had a really, 2018 has been literally my highest financial year, and it's also been my lowest. And for a number of reasons, which I won't go into, I took care of responsibilities, flow started happening really great, and then, who knows why, it doesn't even matter, my flow kind of went trickle, and I was just, I was working, and I was making it work, and it was tough, and I also had a lot of other things happening in my life that were challenging, hugely challenging. So when I went to New York, I literally had about $200 in my bank account. $200. And I was like, I am in a destitute place. And I, I was definitely like holding on to this like idea. And what I'm telling you right now is what most marketing people say, do not tell people that stuff. And I'm like, you know what? It's fine, because this is the truth, right? So I ended up flying to New York on Christmas Day. With less than $200 in my account, my sister was coming, my niece was coming, and if you know anything about New York, it's expensive. And I was like, you know what? I just got to keep trusting, and everything was about trust this year. Trust, 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 trust. Well, I get home to my apartment, and my friend who picks up all my mail piles all my stuff up, and it's mostly junk mail. So I pull over the trash can to start throwing away the junk mail, and all of a sudden I see an envelope from the district attorney of New York. And suddenly I remembered something. I was like, wait a second. Well, my building where I live, the landlord that had been running it was convicted and put into jail for all these horrible things. He was one of the top three worst landlords in the country. He was finally convicted, all this stuff. But everybody that was affected by everything that he did in those buildings could have signed up for basically what was like a kind of class action lawsuit. And a few months ago, a friend of mine said, hey, listen, you better sign up, because it's only a few days. And if you don't, you're not going to be able to reap any of the benefits or get any compensation. Well, I looked at this, envelope, and I was like, oh, my God, wait a second. Hold on a second. And it was Christmas Day. And he was sued for over $3 or $4 million, right? And they were going to distribute all that money to the people that were affected by his stuff. And I was like, maybe? And I opened it up, and it was a big, fat check. And I was like, oh! And it was like, literally, it was a Christmas miracle. It was about trust. It was about hope. It was about when you think you need to hold on the most is when you need to hold on. And I literally, tears flowed through my eyes. I went on my knees, And I just was so incredibly thankful and so appreciative. And it proved to me so much that even somebody that's been doing the work, and Paula, you would totally relate to this, and anyone that's been doing the work for a long time, you are still going to be challenged by the world. The world's still going to challenge you. But the universe is always asking you, how much do you trust? How much do you trust? How much do you trust? And it was a true Christmas miracle. And I was like, yeah. And when you said abundance, I was like, I've got to share that story.
Yeah.
That's my
story.
Well,
and I love that. I love that story. And it's two parts. I mean, it's all of us. It's like I always say, none of us are immune to life, right? I don't care who you are. You're not immune to life. And,
right.
And I love the idea of it is about trust. It's about willing. It just is. It's about willing to go ahead and follow your heart and trust and just know it's okay, right? And the other thing is, like, along the way, sometimes you might fall down or, you know, whatever, experience some hardships. It's okay. It's either a redirection, or I promise you, when you keep following your heart, not doing something because somebody you feel like you're supposed to, but when you do something because you're following your heart, you will be okay. And that's a perfect story for it. So thank you.
Yeah, sure. I wanted to share that because I think it's, you know, the last year I got the tattoo of the word trust put onto my hand. And I was like, I had no idea how much that was. I was going to really, truly have to lean into that. So wherever you are listening from, whatever you're going through, if you can develop the capacity to keep leaning into trust, and say, you know what, it might fail, but keep trusting. Keep going forth into your belief and your faith and your trust. And you know what? It doesn't always work out perfectly, but it's going to work out in a way that's so much different than your individual plan. Do you know what I'm saying, Polly?
Well, and I think I just want to bring this up because it's actually one of our listeners. I can't remember. I posted something about abundance or something, and her response was, "Well, I know it works for you, and I know it works for Max. But it doesn't work for me." So she had no idea of your struggles, right? And and people look and think, "Oh, abundance works for others, but it doesn't work for me." I'm telling you, it works for everybody.
It
works for everybody.
Yeah, exactly.
We're
just humans walking around the world. We might have read a few books or done some more practice, but it's accessible to everyone when we develop the capacity to keep building that muscle to falling back to it, and letting go of our plan that we know what's right, because there is a flow that knows something that's so much bigger than we could ever imagine,
And here's the thing. It's and then let's take a caller. But here's the thing. I think it's not, you know, because for me, the abundance is like tapping into that intuitive field, tapping into the, you know, where everything is possible, right? It's tapping into that and being more connected to that. And a prime example of that is, like, you know, when I do like guided meditations or channeling, it's like me just tapping into that, being aware of it.
Yeah.
And so yesterday I was driving one of our kids, and this particular child, when younger, could see different things, different like colors and different images and stuff. And so we were driving home, and this particular child was saying how sometimes stuff still happens. And so I said, "Well, do you still see the colors and the images from when you were younger?" Because he's not as young anymore. Now I just let the cat out of the bag.
It's okay.
Anyhow, okay. So what the response was, it's there when I think about it. It's there when I think of it. And that's it. That it's so flippin' easy. It is there when you think about it.
It is.
It's more easy than that. It is there when you think about it. You don't have to, like, imagine that you're on the peak of the mountain and you're going through the planets. What? It's there when you think about it.
It is. Well, that's the truth. You're totally right, because that's a metaphysical truth, is that our thought is the precursor to our reality.
Yeah.
So
right.
That's the way it is. You think about it. And it's like our imagination is the thing that we give so little credence to, but it's what creates everything. Everything.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
And
for
listen,
sure.
It doesn't have to be hard.
No.
It's hard if you want it to be hard. It's
right.
A struggle, or it's a, it's, you know, it's this ridiculous amount of stuff that you have to go through if that's what you want, but it's always there.
That's right. That's exactly right. And it all depends on what we have adopted as a belief, and that belief will create our reality. And so it just, you know, you think about it, and it could be, listen, it's like, you know, I love Polly for a million reasons, but one of the top five reasons that I love Polly is that one of the things that she walks through life with is that, and that she really taught me when we started like working together and becoming friends, is easy peasy. Easy peasy. Mm-hmm. Easy peasy. If you have that intention of easy peasy, boy, things really do shift in your life. And the truth is that connecting and staying, or don't even stay, but the flow of God and love is so much easier than you think. So much easier.
Oh, it is. Think about it. Yeah. You're there.
Yeah, you're already there. Mm-hmm.
You're there. Think
exactly.
about it.
Totally.
Easy peasy.
Easy peasy.
Okay.
All right, let's go to a caller. Should we?
Yay, yay, yay. Yes, for sure.
For sure. All right, so let's go to a caller. There's a couple of callers. Let me say this before we go to our caller, is that if you would like some guidance or have a question answered or even just chime in on what we're talking about, you can call in at area code 516-531-9809. All right, so what we're going to do is we're going to go to caller at area code 919-714. Hi, you're on. Who's this?
Hello, this is Kathleen.
Hi, Kathleen. How are you?
I'm good. I don't know if you remember me, Polly. And Matt, I was on here before.
Kathleen,
not sure. Reminder.
Yeah, jog our memories.
Okay, well, I was going through a really bad time. You guys referenced me out, and you gave me a reading.
Yes.
A short reading, and the very next day, I think it was the next day or a couple days after you gave me that reading, my father passed away.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I'm doing okay. I'm doing good. I can feel him with me, at least. That's I think that's him talking to me. And just want to see, you know, what's in store for me this year, and if he has a message or anything for me.
Beautiful. It's great to hear you, and I definitely do remember you, Kathleen. It's interesting because I just, you know, as I do, I picked a card for you, and it is the Page of Rods. And the Page of Rods is a really, really beautiful card for you right now, because the Page of Rods is all about this kind of place where, first of all, it represents family. So this is definitely your father coming in, and the rods are all about this idea of your spiritual journey. So when you say what's up for you for this new year and everything, it's definitely that your father is with you on this spiritual journey. And I really get the sense for you, Kathleen, that there's something. Do you have a kind of a specific spiritual path in your life right now, or do you do a lot of different things?
I guess I don't know what you mean by that, but
Let me ask you this. Are you this is not what it is, but are you like, oh, I'm a spiritualist, I'm a Catholic, I'm an atheist, that's obviously why. Do you identify with one thing, or do you have different things going on for your spiritual path?
Different things. I think I've been focusing on you know, the Bible and Lost Gospels, and really getting a lot of inspiration from that.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. The reason I ask you that, Kathleen, is I get an intuition that this year is going to be about, you're going to either go, aha, this is my path. You're not going to ever be closed, but something, I'm not sure if it is around the Bible or in the Gnostic Gospels, or I'm not even sure what it is, but there's going to be, in this year, you're going to be like, I found my groove spiritually. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, I think so. Mm-hmm. I mean, I feel like I'm getting, like I said, I feel like I'm getting messages, yeah, in my head that I never got before. I'm getting a piece that I never got before. So, yeah.
Beautiful. I feel like that's going to get clearer and clearer, and you're going to, I feel the vibration of you settling in, like going, aha, the stopping searching for answers on another plane. You're going to be like, oh, I think I'm getting the groove of this. So that's what I want to say to you for 2019. Your father is definitely part of this whole thing, which is really beautiful. And I do want to say, just on a human level, I'm reaching out to you in love and support, because even though we know that there is no body and that spirit is all there is, it still can be challenging on the human level. So I'm just reaching out to you with love for that, Kathleen.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Polly?
Hi, Kathleen. And I do remember you. Thank you for calling back. So I have a few things for you. One is, I see you, and I don't, this could have been like after a shower even, where you're sitting down, you have bare shoulders, and the reason I think is after a shower is you probably have like a towel around you, but you have bare shoulders, and, you know, there's tears, and I see water on your shoulders, which at first I thought was like, okay, those are tears, like just like if you can imagine being held, and like your father, your grandfather are also crying with you, not, it's more they just love you. So the thing to get out of this, and does that make sense? Have you recently, is it like you sit down near like a dressing area and cry, but you're not looking? Okay. So the other thing to recognize with that is you're not, as soon as you feel stronger, you know, like there's a weakness with grief. As soon as you feel stronger, they will show you the way to joy. So as soon as you feel stronger and you can face life head on again, they will show you the way to joy, okay? But he is with you. They are with you. And I just wanted to share that image with you. And then I'm also hearing the nuts and bolts of things. I don't know if that was verbiage that they used, but I was hearing the nuts and bolts of things. Another thing is, I don't know if this is them or if it's you, but there's like a cough, but there's also, and I used to be a nurse, so I use the word epigastric, but that's like your upper abdominal epigastric stuff. So it's right in that area. So if I don't know if that affected their health or if it's affecting you, but just make sure that you're taking care of yourself, you're drinking lots of fluids, and basically just taking care of yourself. But they will show you the joy. Like right now you're not ready to sit up and face life full on, but they will, they are there. They will share you the joy. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yes. So that, okay. So that what I'm hearing and the inspiration I'm getting is from them, right? Is from my dad.
Yes.
And I think my mom too.
Yeah. They will share you the joy. Show you the joy. So did one of them use the term nuts and bolts of things?
Not that I recall.
Okay. Cause I was hearing that. I don't know why, but it's like, and it's definitely a masculine person that was saying nuts and bolts of things. And it's even going back to when you were little, showing you the nuts and bolts, like showing you how to build or showing you the nuts and bolts of things. Like when you were really little with those little toys, you know, those little toys that you hammer on or something, those little toys is like the nuts and bolts of things. Anyhow, they're definitely with you. But just know when you're in that quiet space, and how I said it's like in the dressing area and I see the tears, when you're in that quiet space, they are absolutely with you, and just recognize that they're holding you. Okay.
Yeah.
They are holding you. They are with you.
That's
beautiful.
What I ask them for when I'm crying. That's awesome. Thank you.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Well, they're doing it. Okay, well, thank you very much for calling back and sharing, because that's what this is all about, is we love the connection. So I totally thank you for calling back and letting us know. That's yes, very
I will keep calling. I love you guys. You're helping me on my journey.
Awesome. You're so welcome.
Thank you so much.
All right. Have a
Thank
wonderful
you.
Day, Kathleen. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Okay.
You
bye-bye.
Too. Bye-bye.
Oh, how sweet, right?
It's very sweet. And it's very beautiful. I mean, I mm-hmm. think that that's the thing is, like, beautiful in two ways. We support each other, but beautiful also to recognize that we are supported by the unseen.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Not and an unseen, but not the unfelt, not the unexperienced. Because you
right.
can, like you were saying, you know, you tune in and, you know, to your thoughts and you're like, there is something here that's that you can definitely connect to. So beautiful, Kathleen. Sending you all our love. I love it. I love it. I love it. Okay. So anything you want to say, you want to bring up before we go to our next caller? Polly?
I don't know. I appreciate, and I know you feel the same way. Like whenever we do readings for somebody, it's an honor for us, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I appreciate people calling. And Kathleen is out of time, a pretty significant time in our life. And so I really do appreciate people trusting us, calling us, and sharing with us, right? So a gratitude for everybody.
For sure, for sure. I did a event in Connecticut when I was in New York, a small gathering, and there was someone there that was going through a really tough time, and there was, you know, there was a lot of different things going on for her, and it was, you know, we can see, you know, as doing the work we do, it can be really scary, you know, on some level to open up and be vulnerable enough to call into a show or sit around a group and see and tap into to all that is. It can be vulnerable and really scary. So we definitely honor that. And we understand that for sure. So thank you for saying
sure.
that. It's beautiful. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. Beautiful. Okay, let's take a caller.
Okay, let's take another caller. Okay, let me just, and just so everybody knows, if I cut Polly off at any time, it's because I'm running the studio thing here, so it's not being rude. Okay, let's go to our next caller. Our next caller is on area code 256473. I think that's our friend Kimberly. Hi, Kimberly.
Yes, it is. How are you?
Great, Kimberly. How are you?
I'm good. I am well. I am well.
How is your new year?
My new year was very exciting, to be
mm-hmm.
honest. And the last time I talked with you both, I remember Polly, because Polly was telling me that I was stubborn. And I have no problem with that. I can handle the truth. Anyway, I've been looking for a job for 7 months, and I'm on this journey with A Course in Miracles. And what I didn't tell you both was I had received an offer, not an offer for a job, but an interview for a job, but the job was to teach at an alternative school. And I was just really tired of teaching, and I just knew I would have to add extra effort to teaching alternative students. So I didn't go to the interview, and I was like, no, you know, I can find something else. So I don't know if y'all are familiar with Jonah in the Bible and the being in the belly
mm-hmm.
of the whale. But anyway, the 7 months was like being in the belly of the whale for me.
Mm-hmm.
And in December, I pulled the card for myself, and it said sign. So I went to the computer really quickly, and I saw an opening for the same school system, a different school, but it was a different alternative school. And I said, you know what? I'm applying. I applied. I went to January 3rd. I just drove up to the school, and I introduced myself to the principal. I left. They called me back within an hour. I had an interview, and they hired me on the spot. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Congratulations. Beautiful. Beautiful. Love that. Love that. Love that. Love that. And that's there's so many things, Kimberly, and I kind of know Kimberly outside of the of here, and I'm so incredibly impressed with you. You know, that
thank you.
Is when we live, when we do the work, and we start to live in this way that we don't have the plan, we don't know what the plan is, but there's something in us that's saying, do this, do this. And it might, everything in you might be saying no, but something is saying yes. And so
yes.
When you start to
yes.
do that, that's when what we talk about, the abundance and the flow, starts happening. And this is a totally personal note. You know, I taught in schools all throughout New York, five boroughs for years. And, you know, we went through alternative classes. We went through, you know, mainstream classes and everything. And I'm telling you, some of those alternative schools were some of the most incredibly spiritual experiences I've had with children ever.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
All I'm saying is that, you know, there could be the opportunity for incredible light and beautiful spiritual connection with God there. So
agreed. And that's what I learned over those 7 months, because I wasn't ready to accept that in the
mm-hmm.
beginning. But through
yeah.
the process, you learn to say yes and you understand why.
Yeah, exactly. Beautiful. Mm-hmm. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Holly, did you want to say something to Kimberly?
I'm just, hey, so happy for you. And it just seems to be a theme that there's a lot of people that in the past week that, you know, went through struggles. They had gone through struggles in 2018, and a lot of people really turned the corner in the past week, which is so exciting to me. It makes
mm-hmm.
me feel so happy for them, because it can be, it's really difficult sometimes, right? I mean, it is really
yeah.
sad and difficult when you have your heart set on something and it doesn't come out the way you want it.
Right.
But a lot of people turned the corner last week, and I'm so happy for them. So congratulations, and thank you
thank
so
you.
Much for sharing with us. So when do you start?
I actually start Wednesday. I did all the paperwork today, so I start Wednesday. But I'm going up to the school to get my classroom ready and get the curriculum and all of that. So
beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Well, stay in touch, Kimberly, and congratulations.
Oh, I will.
Yeah, Kimberly, and I just want to tell you really quickly. First of all, you and I need to have a little private conversation. Well, I'm just going to put that out there. But I just picked the Nine of Cups for you. Now, the Nine of Cups
uh-huh.
I just picked for you is an incredible card. The Nine of Cups is all about real happiness, spiritual happiness,
wow.
physical happiness, mental happiness, emotional happiness. This is a card where it's whenever I pick this card for everyone, it's like, boy, things are going to start really working out for you and feeling much more in the flow, much more that sense of like, wow, I have a purpose. I feels good. Things are going to,
yes.
and it's on every level, Kimberly. It's on
yes.
your spiritual level. It's on your physical
yes.
level. It's on every level. So I just wanted to
yes.
say that before we wrapped up.
All right. Thank you so much. Thank you both. You all
You're
have-
welcome.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you
so much.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Ooh, I love how everything always works out, right?
was that like a little doggy barking at the end?
I don't know.
It was like a little dog chiming in at the end. Celebrate. That is awesome. Yeah. And you know what? Again, thank you, Kimberly, for calling in and sharing, because it's kind of, you know, sometimes it's that little piece of motivation or a little piece of how seeing how other people are making it work, and it gives
mm-hmm.
it inspires others. And so that's what this is all about, is the connection.
No doubt. And I do want to just point out real quickly is that, you know, Kimberly did say that she is doing and focusing on doing the work of A Course in Miracles now. And so, and I'm, you know, I'm in A Course in Miracles, you know, it really, if it's your path, it resonates with you and you start to, you know, miracles happen in your life. Shifts happen in your life when you start to, you know, retrain your mind and understand what your ego is doing and doing all of this stuff. And it really is a beautiful path if it calls to you. And I just want to say that's Kimberly's path. That has been my path and my students. But, you know, there's many others. But it comes back to this idea that, you know, left on our own, our mind can just go into insanity. It will just go into fret. It'll go into fear. It'll go into organizing and control and sacrifice and worry. But if we find a path that works for us, we can retrain ourselves so we can start to see the miracles, attract the miracles, and live in that happiness and that flow. So I just wanted to say that. Because it rarely happens if you don't do the work. You know, to have that conscious choice to say, this is the most important thing is my peace and my happiness in life. I'm sure you agree with that, Polly.
Yeah, but I also feel like, you know, times are changing. I feel like there are so many people, younger people,
mm-hmm.
who just kind of naturally got it.
Well, yes, I agree with that too.
They just do, and it's not, and I don't know if it's because now the way we're raising them, and I'm not necessarily talking about my kids, I just feel like kids in general, like when I was in Arizona 2 weeks ago, one person that's middle school age that I met, anyhow, there's a lot that they just naturally get it. I don't know if it's because we're raising them to be open to the ideas. I don't know what it is, but there's a generation that is just naturally going with the flow easier than our generation.
I agree with that too.
Yeah.
So I think it's not one or the other, but I think that it's kind of like, you know, you look around your life and you see people like, you know what? They're always kind of like, you know, things happen to them, but they're always kind of in peace and they're always kind of in flow. And
yeah.
They're not doing any of this work that we're doing. I wonder why that is. Because I think that naturally, you know, some people it's just easier for. And you're totally, you know, probably right on track is that, you know, there's generations before that have been teaching us this. And so, you know, it's got to seep through. And, you know, on a big metaphysical level, there's only one of us here. So when we start to wake up, then everyone starts to wake up. So.
Right. For sure. And it's that collective energy. I'll just want to say this and we take the next caller is I think it's really interesting because sometimes people, you know, like empaths, that don't make a living being a psychic, right? But they're empathic. They struggle with anxiety. They struggle with a lot of stuff because they pick up other people's stuff all the time. Whereas there's other people who they have this ability to live in the flow, to experience abundance, but don't. It's like they're not even aware of it.
Yeah.
But they're not empathic. They're not the ones that are picking up everybody's stuff. They're just solidly in the flow and not aware of it. Does that make sense, or is that too confusing?
No, it totally makes sense to me. I mean, you meet people like, I meet people like that all the time where they're like, oh, I mean, they'll like look at me like they, on some level, like you teach people how to do that. That's just kind of like how I live my life. You know, it's like, it's very common sense for them. For them, it's really common sense. For others, it's not common sense. Yeah.
Right.
For sure. And ultimately, this path that we're talking about is really common sense. It comes down to really common sense about the golden rule and treating other people the way you would be treated and taking care of yourself. All those are really simple things. They're really simple things. But it's that those things in our way that we need to say, oh, that's in our way. But it's good. All right. I just want to say the number to call in here is we've got a caller that's been waiting for a little while, which we'll talk to in just a second. The number to call in here is 516-531-9809, 516-531-9809. Let's go to our next caller. Our next caller is calling from area code 401-641. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Hi. What's your name?
Hi, my name is Carrie. Sorry, there's a little bit of a delay on my end.
No, there is. There always is, Carrie. Nice to meet you, Carrie. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. I'm a first-time listener, and I actually was listening not to the previous caller, but the one before. And then the nuts and bolts of things definitely resonated with me. I have a, I have a father in spirit, and definitely, just I can't stop chuckling. It's just how he would speak. I mean, it totally had a book we would call Donnie-isms, if you will. You know, cross your T's, dot your I's, get your ducks in a row, look at the nuts and bolts of things. It made me chuckle when you said that.
Did he ever show you, like, when you were little, did he show the little, like, did you guys use those little toys? You know, how those little wooden toys, did you guys do that stuff together?
It's just, yeah, I mean, we would. I'm an only child. I'm his only daughter. So I'm sure he wished that, you know, there was a son to maybe show those things to. But it's interesting because growing up, we lived in a property that had actually rentals on it as well as where we lived that we owned. And I actually still own it, my current significant other. And we're renovating. And it's been a trying period of time. so I keep thinking back to those memories. Because he was more of a doer, not an explainer. And sometimes I'd be like, you know, I can do these things because I'm taking a little, you know, I've had a hard time sort of getting back into the corporate workplace that I was in prior to, you know, a lot of events taking place, quite a few loved ones passed in succession. And then it's just sort of been, you know, if you will, a spiritual journey. just trying to rebuild and get certain things done. But the simple things, I'm like, you know, I really wish you would have explained this more. So that's what made me laugh.
Hey.
Maybe that's what drew me here today.
Carrie, I have a message for you. Regarding the remodeling, try to reuse some of your stuff. It's like reposition it because they're showing me like you take a sink out. Instead of like completely chucking the sink, either save it for a different project or repurpose. There's something about you repurposing and repositioning. Does that make sense to you?
Absolutely.
Okay.
That is
good.
So crazy because – that's funny because I picked a card for you, the Three of Rods, and Three of Rods is all about working on your business and working collaboratively to work on your business. And you and your partner are doing this business, Carrie? Do you have someone else in this business?
Yeah, that's sort of where my struggles have been.
Yeah.
because we were supposed to be, and it's been very difficult. You know, I took it seriously, and it's just we've never really gotten the paperwork lined up. I come from a legal background working in law offices, so I know what to do. He's very, and it's just really hard to partner with him. And it's affected.
There's an efforting feeling with this collaboration.
Yeah.
That's what it feels like.
It's been difficult. It should be up and running, you know. I mean, I sort of took it over upon his passing, and then my grandmother actually owned it as well. So when she passed, you know, I had to deal with somewhat of an estate issue. And then, you know, he was in my life and he purchased it. So we own it, you know, outright. And it's just sort of like making things harder than they have to be. But I think it's more of a control thing or maybe family members on his end, you know. I think that there's like a level of uncomfort to it with me. And then, you know, I don't have the emotional attachment, but I mean, obviously, you know, I just want it to be revived again, sort of turning it around because my father passed unexpectedly and he actually passed here. So, you know, I feel that a lot. So it's like I'm very empathic. And he is a firefighter as well. And he owns his own business to doing this with me. So it's sort of you have your stuff. This was ours. And then I need to redo, you know, rebuild wherever I'm going to, whatever I'm going to do in the future, you know?
Yep. I got the Ace of Rods for you. The other one was the Three of Rods, and both of these are this whole thing of revitalizing this project and doing all this stuff is really a spiritual I hate saying test, a spiritual venture for you because it's kind of not about the business for you. This is really all about, it has a lot of layers about your deepening of your spiritual path. Does that make sense to you, Carrie?
Yes, a lot of healing too. And it's, I mean, don't think he really understands that. I think on some level he's sort of desensitized given his profession also, if that makes sense.
Of course.
It's hard.
It is. But know that there's, you know, when I get this much, you know, rods and spirituality around this business collaboration and the struggle around it, is that it's really, it's something that's helping you to break through your next level of your understanding of spirit, of truth, of God, of love and grace. And your, because your family is all in it, is all in this thing with you.
I know they are. I'm like, oh boy.
Yeah, they are.
You know, no matter what the road, and hopefully, you know, whether it comes to fruition with me and him or not, sometimes you just have to sort of forge a different path. You know, I mean, if it's run its course, and I think that's where I'm at,
I get that, and then I'll let Polly speak because I know she wants to say something, is that, you know, I definitely feel pulling this Ace of Rods, and then while you were talking, I feel like it's definitely going to happen. There's going to be a revival of this thing. It's going to, you're going to start anew with this thing. It's definitely going to, it's going to click. I'm not sure if it's going to click with him or not, like you just said, but don't worry because it's going to happen. There's no doubt about it. It's going to happen for sure.
Okay, good. Good, because I just want to see, you know, maybe like plant a rose bush and sort of move on. You know, there's four rentals and three of them are empty and we live in one. So for me, it's sort of like Groundhog Day, you know, because I relive it, even though it's been a few years since the passing. But yeah, I think that would be great. So I appreciate that.
Sure. Polly?
Yeah, Carrie, it'll definitely work. I just feel like some of the stuff, like, and like, and I totally agree with Max, like you will plow through this and it takes you to another thing. But part of this is there's a little bit of a fear factor. Well, two things, make sure everything is going in right, like making sure that the sinks are going in fitting correctly, that type of stuff, all appliances going in so that they fit correctly. But the other thing is there's a little bit of a block in terms of you even recognizing what you want the next step to be. And so, and I see like you getting, you know, moving through this and then you're at the end. And so I think all that needs to take place is you recognizing what you want the next step to be. As soon as you do that, you're golden. So just, you know, really sit down, come up with what you want to do next. Do you know somebody, is there a Tony? Do you know a Tony? Is there a T name, Tony?
It's the father of one of my friends who passed. The father's still living, but one of my friends passed. That's actually the first name that came to mind. So I feel him around a lot, too. He was like a best friend of mine growing up, and he passed.
Perfect.
Unexpectedly.
Okay, then. The firefighter, you said your dad was a firefighter, right?
Oh, no. My father, my current.
Okay, who was the, why did you bring up firefighter? Did you know a firefighter?
No, my boyfriend now is one. So that's why the project
takes
place.
Okay.
He's got too many different things going on, and it's like prioritized, you know, so it's made me reevaluate. Yeah.
Okay, it'll all work out. Don't worry about it. Come up with your next plan. Have your boyfriend just, I guess I'll put it this way. Just make sure, you know how I feel like sometimes he can get, being a hothead isn't the right word, but sometimes he can be, you know.
No, it's the right word.
Okay, well, I was going to rephrase it into a different, less or more subtle. Just remind him, you know, let him do what he's going to do, but just remind him each time. You can soften that with your love. So you can soften that with, you know what, I know you're upset, you're going off to work. I love you anyway.
Right. And I think you made the connection because the person you mentioned, his father, the one who's in spirit, he was a landscaper, and my boyfriend is a firefighter, but he also has a landscaping business. So that's where I drew that connection. So that did kind of fit in.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So just, well, I just was hearing Tony. So the hothead guy, you just want to let him know that he's appreciated. And things will work out for you. And just make sure that things are settled, you know, like really, like I'm seeing like the appliances and stuff. And this, I don't know why they keep showing me a sink. Just make sure that it's like really, you know, in there, not crooked.
Because I think there's something.
I don't know why.
Definitely, like I found like a bucket, and I'm like, this is something dripping. Like he just doesn't communicate, so I'm like, well, do you want to fix it? Like I can call someone.
Yeah,
so that makes a lot of sense.
It'll work out.
It's gonna work out. Right. It's gonna work out.
Thank you both.
I
want to
say. I'm going to say one more thing before we let you go, Carrie, is that while you were talking to Polly, I got this very strong message for you to, and this is definitely a perception and mind shift, is that you're probably already doing this, but I really want to just emphasize it, I guess, is to see this as a whole brand new thing. not a refurbishing, not a, this is a whole new energy. This is a whole new thing. So I want you to like come at it like, oh my God, like if this was my business and I was starting it, I would paint it like this and I would do it like this, like a brand new thing. Not like kind of like I'm going to pull up something that has been done before. So I just wanted to leave you with that. So try to look at it like it's like a blank canvas, like, oh my God, it's a new project. Woo, yay.
Right. That makes perfect sense. It does. Thank you guys so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Stay in touch.
Will do. Happy New Year.
You too. Bye-bye. Love it.
And
I love it.
What I like what you just said, Max, about how it's looking at it where it's a new thing is very cool because it makes you more excited instead of like looking at it as this old thing that you've got to do all the work. That's like thing where you feel like, oh my God, I'm taking on somebody else's burden. Looking at it as a new thing is like it's exciting. You're creating. It's putting in that creative energy. So I love that idea.
Yeah, well, it really came to me, and when she was talking, I was like, well, this whole thing will be different if she has a different perception of it. I was like, okay, so I got that. And that's true with anything, you know. If you're having struggle with anything, why don't you just pretend like this is a whole new thing you've just walked into instead of trying to push it and make this thing happen? It's like, you know, what if you came in that with, you know, what do we say on our spiritual path is like, see it through the eyes of a child instead of a jaded, adult. See it like that, and your whole energy will be different in that project, which I love.
Yeah. I love. See it through fresh eyes, for sure.
Amen. All right. I think that, I think we have one more caller, and then we'll wrap up. What do you think, Polly?
I think we need to do it.
Let's do it. Okay. We're going to go to area code 917538. Hi, you're on live. Hello, 917-538. You're on live. Maybe not. Are you there? Okay, one more time. Area code. Go ahead.
Back.
Yeah, maybe you can call back. If you're on area code 917-538, you can call back, and we will pick up. Going once.
Caller, it was difficult for us to hear you, and so if you call us back, hopefully we'll have a better connection. Because we would love to hear from you. So,
yeah, definitely. Because it was weird.
So,
go ahead.
What's one of your practices for abundance? Like, if you had to do something every day, what would your go-to, like the easiest thing to get you back in the flow of abundance? What would that be?
Always my best practice is to meditate.
Okay.
Because it clears out the cobwebs of all my blocks. It clears out, I get to see where all my limitations are, all my beliefs that are keeping me back. And so, and when I sit down and I meditate, I just go, oh, look, here's my block. Am I going to hold on to that? Or am I going to, or am I going to allow that to move through? So always meditation for sure. And then also the other one is physical exercise, getting on treadmill or running or walking or getting out. That always helps to open up my perceptions and all that stuff. Those are my two main ones. What about you?
Yeah, nature is huge. Yeah, I have to agree with the meditation. I like, I always feel refreshed and like, supercharged after my house is clean. When there's no clutter, when everything is clean, it's like, oh my, I feel like, I'm in my palace. My life is so abundant. Well,
that's
true,
right.
Though. It's like, it feels so good, and certain rooms feel better than others, but it's like, oh, I so enjoy this. And all it is just me, it's just getting the place clean. So that's one of my go-to things is like, if people want abundance, declutter, right?
Yeah,
to
I
open
agree.
The windows, light some candles and clean. And it really brings in this feeling of just all this new energy. That's what I love about it.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I came home from New York and came back from New York, and I go into my office and I just immediately open the windows. I open the, you know, open the blinds. I let the sunshine in. I started my little water feature going, lit some candles. And I was like, ah, great. Yeah,
it
for
feels
sure.
So good. Mm-hmm. It's such a good feeling. I love it.
Yeah, because sometimes they, you know, doing something on the outside reflects the inside, and so sometimes you have to do the outer, and then the inner works, and sometimes it's the inner and the outer. So I love that. I love that. Good job.
Yeah.
Good job.
You know,
all right,
did our caller make it back?
No.
Okay.
No, the caller is still sitting there. Should we try one more time and see if they're,
yeah,
we can hear them?
One more time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hello, caller 917-538. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, you
Hello.
Are there. Okay. Yay. Good.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's
okay.
your name?
My name is Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
Lisa.
Hi. What are we doing today?
Ask a question, because we've just got a few minutes and we want to share a message with you. So do you have a question for
us?
Oh,
okay, yes. I would like to find a new job that's equal, give and take, and so in terms of pay, and where I can basically expand my skills more. When do you see this coming through, or what do I need to do?
I feel like the first thing I'm getting, Lisa, and I'll make this really brief so Matt can go, I feel like you need to, there's something about your past, like a past job, so either reach back to a past employer, or there's something to do with a past employer, past employment affecting where you are now. So it's either you need to clean things up from past employment or reach out to them because they can help you some way. And
yeah.
So just write that down and see how it comes. But and I know that's really fast and furious.
And I'm gonna, I pulled the King of Pentacles, which is a male that has like either a boss or somebody involved with business that's a very strong person. They're probably dark haired, someone you worked with in the past. It's so funny that you say that. Someone you worked with in the past, that you might want to reach out to, that you might want to deal with. And I'm gonna say this. It's either that this boss or this person that you worked with has kind of like jaded you or damaged you or made you feel not good.
Yeah.
Or this person is somebody, your gateway to something new. I'm not sure which one it is, but this person, do you know a boss or somebody that was in power in a past job?
No, I think I've worked through that already.
Okay. I just got to give you what I'm getting. So possibly what Polly's saying is right, is to contact somebody like that, that you've worked with before, to see if they can give you some advice.
Yeah.
There's definitely a connection to the past. So either it's some
mm-hmm.
type of little block that you have towards something from the past, or reach back and they can help lift you up. Okay.
Yeah, for
yeah.
sure. Okay, Lisa?
So,
thank you.
Then let us know. Let us know how this works out for you, okay?
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, have a wonderful
day. Have a good day.
Bye. Glad that you said that, Polly, because we would have just skipped right over. Good. All right,
yeah.
Polly, what
no,
a great show.
Absolutely. And Lisa, call us back because we love to get follow-ups. Yes, it was a fast and furious show. It went by quickly.
Very furious. So everybody, please make sure that you follow us on Blog Talk Radio. There's a place to follow us so you can get messages of when we do our show. Our show is always on Thursdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 a.m. Alaska, and 1 p.m. on the East Coast. Make sure that you follow us. Please connect with us on Instagram and Facebook. And let me just tell you, my website is attractpositiveresults.com, where if you'd like a reading, you'd like to work with me more. I also have a new project called the Miracles Box, which helps you to take 1 year out of your life and completely create miracles in your life. And that is up and running. Find out more about that. And follow me on Periscope. I'm on Periscope pretty much every morning for inspiration, motivation, and a beautiful community of people there on Periscope every morning at 8 a.m. Pacific time. And new wonderful things coming up. What about you, Polly?
My website and business is Gateways to Peace, and that's with the number 2, Gateways to Peace. And go to my website, sign up for the newsletter. So I write a blog every other week. I also do Energy of the Week every Sunday or Monday. But sign up for my newsletter, which is in essence my blog, and you get a free 10-minute reading. If you sign up for my newsletter and you want the free 10-minute reading, please contact me on the contact page, because that way I know that you aren't just signing up, but you actually want a 10-minute reading also. And soon I will be doing an event in Arizona. So I'll do several events in Arizona, but that's coming up pretty soon. So gatewaystopeace.com, and check us out again next week at this time.
Beautiful. Love it, everyone. Just a reminder to keep connecting with yourself, with your spirit, with your loved ones, and even connect with people that you might disagree with, to share love and support and compassion.
Yeah.
We will see you next week, everybody. Let's say bye, Polly. Bye.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much for joining us. Let's stay connected. You can find Max at attractpositiveresults.com. You can find Polly at gatewaystopeace.com. You can find us both on Facebook and on Instagram. We are @ConnectsMaxandPolly. Have a great week. Bye-bye.